The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
And I'm back on to have that rap for Sala Fushi when never got past number one.
Majestics.
I'm very confident.
Jack Manny today.
Won't even return his calls, you freaking bitch. What is up with that?
My father-in-law's penis lit up a room wherever he went.
Isachi.
Don't get me wrong, I like the tatted up whore too.
He's going to go get him one of those Milwaukee butter hugs and take your Halloween and shove it up your little kid ass.
And I can squirt from a distance.
Yeah.
Keeping it classy.
As always.
Keeping it classy. That's what we do. A bitch.
Oh, for Pete's sakes.
Lace them up, you little bitch. Let's go. She is an aloof bitch.
No, I'm not going to give you no cookie.
Pop me up over there, bitch.
I don't think I could eat beaver. That's a new one.
She's a grade A bitch.
That might be my favorite bitch drop that you have.
She is an aloof bitch.
See, on the grade A one, I like that he doubled down.
Yeah. Grade A prime bitch. Ah, good times. Look, what are we without our drops?
Nothing.
What are we?
Nothing. Just the lost, just wandering in the desert for 40 years.
Now, if I ever leave here, would you still play my drops?
I'd have to.
Yeah?
I'd have no choice.
Why?
Well, it'd be weird. What, am I just going to pretend that you didn't tell a kid to shove his Halloween up his ass?
You can take your Halloween and shove it up your little kid ass.
We just supposed to pretend that didn't happen? Ass.
You can shove that up your little pumpkin ass.
Yeah, this would be like if when Steve Perry went away, you didn't stop singing Don't Stop Believing. Well, we just get a weird small, is it a Filipino man, and they'd replace you.
Yeah, I've never seen so much dong in my life. If you left, I'd have to keep playing the, I'd have to keep playing the clips.
That'd be awkward. It'd be like a new marriage, and eventually the other partner would get mad.
Yeah.
That you keep bringing.
You know,
it
he's
up.
Been gone a while, and you're still playing those drops.
It's pretty hurtful.
Yeah, but do you knew that?
I knew that. It's pretty hurtful. What are we doing? Or I'd get one of these. They'd be like, "Why don't you grow up?"
Oh God.
Yeah.
Don't ever.
I would have slept with George Bush at that moment. I still contend. I 100%. I would have power-bottomed the hell out of him. Yes. You're telling me that when George Bush stood out, went, like, strolled out at Yankee Stadium and threw that strike, that you wouldn't have serviced the president? You would have. You would have. It would have been your patriotic duty. You would have hated flags and freedom had you not done it. And we all know flags are very important to people. Yeah, flags! Very important. There's two things that I know in this world. Flags are important, and that the color of actors in remakes has to be accurate. I saw online they're doing a Harry Potter. Did you ever watch any of the Harry Potter movies?
Harry Potter, is that the one with the... Is that the...
Narnia.
Stupid glasses?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I didn't. Well, I did watch the Lord of the Rings movies.
The Lord of the Rings movies are great.
I thought they were good. Yeah.
And Harry Potter is solid. My family, my kids really liked Harry Potter, and so... And they're good. They're not like my favorite things in the world, but they're solid. Well, one of the main characters was Alan Rickman. And the late, great.
R.I.P.
He died.
Yeah, and he was Professor Snape. And in a shocking turn of developments, the internet did not handle something well today. They're doing a Harry Potter TV series, mm-hmm. not the movies. And obviously, Alan Rickman's dead, so they had to recast him.
We got a black Snape?
We got a black Snape. And let me tell you, the internet handled it wonderfully. At no point did it get really uncomfortable and super racist that a made-up wizard, a make-believe wizard, who's now dead, cannot, according to internet, cannot be played by a black man.
Now, was this stoked by the bigoted author, J.K. Rowling? Because I feel like she often has a hand in these things now.
Yeah, what's her deal?
She, like, hates everybody.
I think she likes the gays.
Yeah, I don't think she likes the gays or the trans or... Yeah. Just, yeah.
I was just scrolling through today, and I saw that there was a Harry Potter TV series in it. And I didn't know I recognized the actor, but I didn't know what his name was. It was, you know, it's a black guy. And I just went to I was like, oh. And I was like, don't scroll. Don't look at the comments. I couldn't help it. I looked at the comments. And it took about four comments for it to get really, really uncomfortable.
Well, three were good.
Although, to be fair, the first three comments were, I can't wait to see what this turns into. And right around comment four, it was...
We get a lot of DEI complaints. Because boy, is that the topic du jour.
Well, and there was a lot of this, too.
What does that mean?
The diversity, equity, and inclusion hires.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, that's a big problem these days.
And there was a lot of, you've stolen my childhood, Snape is white, and also, I enjoyed this one. This is why you bleepity bleeps lost the election.
Oh, wow.
There it is.
You knew it was going to come back to that. In case you wanted the reason why they lost the election, you can't have a black Professor Snape. Can't be done. Right out. What was the big one? The Little Mermaid. They recast the live-action Little Mermaid, and they...
Black Ariel was too much for anyone to handle.
I don't know. Which is dumber to be offended? And I mean, like... Just
how dare that half-woman, half-fish be of another color?
Yeah, which is worse, being up in arms over a fictional black mermaid or a fictional black wizard? I would also like to point out, there's no mermaids and there's no wizards in real life.
What?
Are you serious?
Yeah, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but there's no magical school where wizards throw spells at each other with wands, and there's no mermaids.
Well, but you're telling me that the first guy, Alan Rickman, was white.
He was what? He was white.
White.
He was white.
So
white,
then
white.
The second guy is black. That's kind of, I mean, isn't that odd? Like, because the first guy was white.
You're saying that people who are familiar with the character.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's...
The character's characteristics shouldn't change at that point?
Yeah. Right?
I can hear that argument.
Look at Rob. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Let's go.
Hey, Rob, get a big flag in the back of your car.
Already got it, dude.
And let's go.
I put a Trump flag on my Subi.
Boy, is that... I want to talk about something that just throws everyone for a loop.
Contradictory.
I have concepts of a plan.
Don't put me in a box.
Boy, wouldn't that be great if you took a Subaru?
I love cows.
Which I'm assuming is the most liberal vehicle you can get, and then you put two big American flags.
Today, I saw two different Subarus. One of them that was all adorned and emblazoned with the Oregonian stuff that just had all the this is my militia family and, you know, all that thing. And then I saw another one that just looked like an old salt of the earth, old dog driving. It just said "Dumb Joe Biden" on the back on the back of his Outback.
You know, I like that people
on his Outback.
Yeah, on his
people are keeping
slate blue Subaru Outback.
Yeah, well,
keeping us on our toes.
Well, I've got a. I drive an EV.
Didn't say anything about him. Just dumb Joe Biden with a picture of him.
I wonder if there's like a bumper sticker. Remember when he went on that big rant about the electric boats and like the sharks?
Yeah.
I drive an EV. I wonder if I could find a bumper sticker that like made fun of the weight of electric vehicles or sharks or whatever, and throw it on the back of that.
I have that audio.
I'm also fascinated that when you buy a brand new car and then you adorn it with just cheap crap.
Well, this is the time of year, too, where you realize or you wonder, how long are those people going to have those election stickers on their car that just happened? Forever. I mean, like, all the Harris Walls stickers that
I
you still
Obama
have up there.
Ones,
yeah.
Still.
Yeah, and like, shoot, you'll see somebody with a John Kerry every now and then. Well, and it's
I will
wild.
Tell you that, remember I had the dueling yard sign off in my neighborhood?
Oh, yeah.
The Harris Walls people have taken everything down. Trump guy has not.
They're doing victory laps.
He's gloating.
Yeah.
Well, he's gloating. That flag.
Should.
That flag is loud and proud. And you know what? To the victor goes the spoil.
That's right. I love cows.
That's right.
What can I? Is there a bumper sticker? Can I just get a shirt that says I love cows?
Azerasians.
My entire wardrobe is just going to be now Trumpisms. I'm just going to get a series of t-shirts made
They're
up.
They're eating the pets.
With all of my favorite sayings. Starting with, I love cows.
China.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's got to be, it has to be spelled out differently. It can't just be, you know, I can't just spell China.
They're eating the dogs.
Can't wait.
We'll execute the baby.
Finally, real America's back.
That's right, baby. Not yet.
No, January.
We've got it.
What's the date?
January 20th, right?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be the perfect storm. That is Martin Luther King Jr. Day,
mm-hmm.
Inauguration Day,
mm-hmm.
College Football National Championship. All in Atlanta. Well, the inauguration is not in Atlanta.
Yeah.
But College Football Championship in Atlanta.
Yeah. Okay.
Good times.
I'm going to go down there.
Go down there and see what happens. Mix it up there.
I'm going to storm the Capitol.
What a day that Monday the 20th will be.
Well, again, I'm all freed up now. I had a whole trip planned out to in January out to D.C. I got
you
nothing.
Do it anymore, you're going to have problems.
I got nothing to do with myself now.
All right, coming up next, I have a list here. And it is...
By the way, someone's saying the Prius definitely tells the Subaru to hold its Zima when it comes to the liberal vehicle competition.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
You
I
think?
I do. Yeah, I do.
I think it's not the EV, it's the Prius.
Prius. Yeah. I think it's close, but yeah.
Prius.
Oh, yeah. Coexist sticker.
On the Prius?
More on Priuses than Subarus.
Probably so.
Yeah, I guess, you know, I just always assumed it was the Subaru, but yeah, you're right. The Prius. I think when you buy a Prius, I think you probably stop and think about what am I doing more so than a Subaru. Because the Subaru's got, like, you got the all-wheel drive, the outdoorsy sort of thing.
Exactly.
I mean, Buck drives a Subaru, for God's sakes.
Subarus are nice. Hey, have you seen the new ones? Seen the new ones they got out there with the trim, the different trim models? And
oh, yeah, I have. I've seen some of those.
They're pretty cool looking.
And then I've also seen they added, well, this is important for the families out there, they added one with a third row. I think it's the Ascent.
But I'm guessing that when you go to purchase a Prius, you probably stop and be like, ooh.
Now, what bumper stickers are going on here?
Prius.
Interesting. Got to have your bumper sticker game dialed in before you make the purchase.
I think so.
The top 10 survival myths that could get you killed. Nope. Next on The Fan. Okay, well, before we get to the top 10 survival myths, I did do a little homework. And I found a chart, and it shows the political leanings of auto buyers. So
we'll find out which one here is the... Is Buck not the most crunchy of all of us with his Subaru?
Well, okay, so...
I'm gay.
It is... It's weird because there is one model that is the furthest right.
Okay. Not
but
brand, but
model.
But, so not manufacturer,
well,
model.
Hold on. So there's one model that is the furthest right. It's a model of a vehicle.
I would
But most of the other bubbles on here, on this chart, are just manufacturers. So the Prius is not on. So the Prius is made by Toyota.
Yes.
Toyota is on here. The Prius is not.
So why does one car get its own category?
I don't know that. I would have to.
Is it the Ford F-150?
I would say
it's close. That's close.
Yeah, F-150 or like the Dodge Ram.
There it is, right there.
Right?
Boom.
You nailed it. Yeah. The Dodge Ram.
The Rammer. Which, by the way, who here at one point drove
this guy?
A Dodge Rammer.
I told you, I'm a trippy.
Yeah.
Let's go.
All right.
Make America great, bitch.
Rob was all about ramming it.
Well, the Ram, I don't know why it does that, but it has Dodge on here, but also the Ram.
I think Ram is its own thing.
Yeah,
I think
it's just
all they make.
I think it's just by sales.
Yes.
So Ram sells enough that it hit this chart. I would imagine is what it is. So, okay. So on the far right.
I don't think Ram is technically Dodge anymore. I think it's its own thing, like Jordan brand and Nike.
Okay, maybe
it may be owned by Dodge, but I believe Ram now, I think it's no longer a Dodge Ram. It's a Ram truck.
Okay. Well, I don't see BMW on here,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know why that is, but Subaru's on here, Toyota, Mercedes, Lincoln, GMC, Ford, they're all on here. Okay, yeah. So on the furthest right, you have the Dodge Ram. The GMC is second.
Makes sense.
And these are the political leanings of auto buyers.
Yeah.
So the most right-leaning people or the most Republicans are buying Rams, GMCs, and then Ford is a big bubble. Very big market share of Ford.
Because we it's funny.
On the right.
In my family, we cover a wide base because we have the Ford Bronco. But the BTJ's old car, which now my daughter drives, that's a Subaru.
A Subi.
We have the Subaru Outback.
The Subi is not the most liberal car.
I find that.
That's right. We're very moderate.
I find that shocking. I do not believe there is a single Republican that drives a Subaru. There's just no way.
Well, you're looking at one, son of a bitch.
Oh, that's right. You do have a Subi. You got rid of your
Highlander. We have a Subi. We only have one car right now.
Yeah.
So there are three.
Great. I got a bunch of double Subaru snowflakes in here. What the hell? Like, so if I drove my daughter's Subaru in here, would all of our cycles then sync up? Could we just go a row of Subarus together?
There are two. There's a third one on here. This thing's weird, but there's a third one on here that isn't labeled. I don't know what that one is, but there are two others that are further left. In other words, more liberals are buying these two manufacturers.
Yeah.
Can I take a stab at Kia?
Not on the list.
Oh,
yeah, they are. Sorry.
Okay.
Kia, just a little right-leaning.
Okay.
Interesting.
A little right-leaning. Yeah.
Trying to think of what's...
I will also give you one major manufacturer that is right down the middle, mostly red, but mm-hmm. some blue. It's like right in the middle.
Chevrolet.
Toyota.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Toyota's right in the middle.
Because Toyota sells...
they've got a long line of...
They got a long line.
You can get the trucks, you can get... You know,
yeah, because the
Civics.
The Tundras, I mean, they really... Because their SUVs are really nice. And like the people, the Land Cruiser... My buddy has a Land Cruiser, it's beautiful. You got the Tundra, and then they still sell the Prius. So that makes sense. That Toyota would be smack dab in the middle. Totally makes sense.
Okay.
I'll bet you, though, that if you were doing individual models, the Prius, you're right, is probably the most left
sure.
you can get.
Sure. That's going to drag Toyota into the middle of the curve.
Yeah.
Who are the two? Okay, so who are the two? This is interesting. The two most left.
See, it's funny that
models.
If you would have asked me 2 years ago,
manufacturer.
I would have said Tesla 100%. But now Tesla's got to be the complete other way.
No, it's Tesla.
Tesla?
Tesla is the most left.
That,
by a lot.
Boy, isn't that saying something?
I wonder if it'll still be that way four years from now.
It will change probably instantly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'll tell you. So I was, for the first time in 20 years, because my buddy sold his car dealership, I went out looking for a car. I actually had to buy. I haven't bought a car my entire adult life other than through him. And I would always buy what he sold. So it was the first time, and I wanted to buy an EV. We already owned a Ford Bronco, and so I wanted an EV. And by the way, this is no joke, and you take it for what it's worth. I refuse to even look at a Tesla. I won't. I cannot stand that guy. And I'm like, I'm not doing it. And the weird part is, like, they had a lot of, obviously, really good reviews, and people really liked. I refused. I test drove so many EVs. wasn't going to do it. It just was not. It was not on my radar.
I've been seeing more of that stupid Tesla truck out there.
Yeah, the Cybertruck.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. My eyes are very important to me, as you know. I have never seen anything dumber than that with my two eyes.
Yeah. I
really haven't. That is the dumbest looking vehicle I've ever seen. And every time I see it, and I've been seeing more of them.
Yeah.
I look for who's driving it. Just so that I can...
You can see?
Identify. Well,
yeah.
Identify your perceived loser.
I want to see, just how douchey they are.
You know me, and I love making my snap judgments. And this may be completely out of left field, because maybe I'd meet someone and they'd be the coolest person on earth, and I'd be like, hell yeah, man, I'd make fun of you. But I feel like if you drive a Cybertruck, you and me wouldn't get along. I feel like I would just...
Yeah.
I would make fun of you nonstop to the point where, because we weren't friends... Now, if one of my dear friends got one, it would be amazing. I've got one friend in particular that I would actually help finance a Cybertruck just so I could make fun of him for driving a Cybertruck. But if we just met, there's no way I could hold my tongue long enough for us to become friends where you'd be okay with how much I'm going to make fun of you for driving.
So I got to ask, when did you pick up the douchemobile?
You know, at what point did you realize you had a micro penis? Like, was that like an adult onset thing? Or
all right.
And they're enormous too.
They're so dumb. I'm serious. Never seen anything dumber. Okay. Also on the left, the second to most left leaning vehicle?
Yeah.
Mercedes.
Huh. Really?
Yes.
I wouldn't think that.
No, because you think the rich guys are
luxury
all
luxury and all that.
So Subaru, Tesla, Mercedes. Also on the left side of the graph here, Lexus, mm-hmm. Audi, Mazda. Volkswagen.
I can see the Volkswagen.
Nissan and Infiniti. Those are all left.
So Buck is driving a Subaru and a Nissan.
That's right.
You left freaking snowflake.
I mean, I would say that our family is left leaning.
So the on the right, the Mitsubishi, the Pontiac, the Kia, the Hyundai, the Porsche, Toyota, Volvo are all pretty close to middle, but they're on the right.
Huh. I was wondering, like, what's the luxury, like, rich guy brand? The luxury Porsche?
Actually, there's one that's a little further right.
And that's?
The Lincoln.
Oh, well, that's Ford, yeah. I mean, that would make sense. I'm assuming Cadillac would probably be over there, too.
Cadillac is a little right of Ford, of Porsche.
Of Porsche.
You also have Jeep is further right
makes
than
sense.
I thought.
Totally makes sense.
Chevrolet is right. Kind of by Ford, and then you have the Jaguar, Dodge, and Buick.
Christ. See everyone get uppity about their logo redesign?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Whose logo redesign?
Jaguar. Jaguar. Going full EV, and so they tweaked. They tweaked their logo, and
people are furious.
Like the Black Professor Snape, you don't change the Jag logo.
Somebody text, liberals with reliable cars. So it's the Ram on the right, the Tesla on the left, but that will change next year. I guarantee they do this again next year.
Yeah.
This data probably isn't possible to be new enough to reflect
the
right way.
How many lefty snowflakes right now are losing their mind that they're driving a Tesla?
Yeah, they're selling their Teslas.
Awesome. I've seen online a couple places where people have bumper stickers that say, "I bought this before I knew before I knew about them."
That's awesome.
I love stuff like this where you're like, son of a bitch. You think you're doing one thing and it turns out you're doing the exact opposite. And now you're all bitter and angry.
Sounds like a Curb Your Enthusiasm plot.
100%. But no BMW anywhere on there, huh?
Yeah, I didn't see it. They didn't make the list. I don't know why.
Maybe we're just the most sensible people.
Oh, we? Yeah.
Sensibles. Unlike you. Hateful rammers.
I'm getting back into my Ram.
And the snowflakes.
Now that I know this. Make America great, bitch. Dude, I tell you what, that truck was great.
Love that thing.
I think the Dodge Ram is a kick-ass truck.
Yeah.
Not a huge truck guy, but if I bought a truck, it would be a Dodge Ram with a big Trump flag.
And by the way, someone is right here. The really...
Your truck's bald, yeah!
The really luxury ultra-right vehicle is just the truck.
Yeah.
Like, if you go to a country club... I'm telling you,
all have trucks.
You will see F-150 Raptors. You see the F-350, like Larry. I mean, those things are like 100.
The one with the gigantic cabs that essentially double as an SUV and a hauler.
Those things are spendy. They are more expensive than most of your standard Audi, you know, stuff like that. I mean, those are expensive. And yes, the Wrights love the really expensive big old trucks, a big old, you know, Chevy, you know, 250, you know, diesel max, all that stuff. Rolling coal.
All right, top 10 survival myths. Yeah! Next year's buck. Well, it's too late to get to my survival myths. I'll hold that off for tomorrow. Somebody texting in the Vancouver Fort text line, talking about truck guy driving like a maniac. Do you think that's true? I've heard that from multiple texters today when we've been talking autos.
I'll say this. When I'm riding my bike, nothing scares me more than truck guy. When I am driving, nothing scares me more than crappy sports car modified guy. Like 1999 3 Series BMW, 2001 Toyota Supra, maybe an old Mercedes.
You're starting to come after Isaac's muffler, bros.
Yes. With some ground effects on it. Dude, that guy is terrifying. He's doing 120. He's changing lanes.
Zipping in and out. That's cutting people off.
100%. It's not truck guy. It's that guy. And it takes all time. Like, there's a... like an Acura, you know, there's lots. It's not confined to one type, but we all know that car. It's not a really nice sports car or sedan. At one time it was, but someone got a hold of it, chopped it up, put a bunch of dumb stuff on it, and now they're just driving like a bat out of hell. That dude terrifies me.
This guy says, truck guys, they drive like maniacs. Anytime I'm driving in the country and a vehicle immediately starts tailgating me, it's always an effing truck.
Well, I mean, that's...
Yeah.
I would say,
I feel that.
I feel that, too.
But how many times... I'm not necessarily out in the country. Maybe that's why my bike. I ride more rurally, and the truck does scare me on my bike. But on my day-to-day commute around, like, busier streets and on the freeway, I don't find truck guy causing me the problems. Because truck guy, I feel like there's only so much maneuverability. Like, truck guy, I don't think truck guy is necessarily butting in and out. Now, if you're saying, like, road rage, who I don't want to piss off, truck guy certainly has that.
Well,
like,
your question.
Yeah.
Is how much of road, how, what percentage of road rage incidents are truck guys?
Well, that would be my one. If you were to say there's one car that you will not flip off, it would be big truck guy. I feel like that's the dude that's going to, that's most likely going to have some sort of really, really bad reaction to it. And a reaction that I don't need to deal with.
Not Subi Lady.
No. Wouldn't that be something?
She won't even see you. She's got her head so far up her ass.
That is, I was rear-ended.
Well, I really enjoy the show.
Maybe a year ago. It was out in Tulleton. And I was at a red light and just got drilled from behind at a stop. And
was
you're
it
like,
Subi Lady?
And I was like, you have got to be kidding me, right? I get out of the car and I'm like, son of a. And you're pissed. You're like, how did you hit? I'm not moving.
Yeah.
How did
she
you
wasn't
slam?
Paying attention.
How did you slam into me? And then I see the lady who was like mid 50s. She gets out. She's in tears. She's apologizing. And I look down, red Subaru Outback.
Yeah.
And I said, it's.
Oh, no.
She's
so
one
bad.
Of two things. She's either shockingly high, or she's just out to lunch. She's thinking about something else.
Distracted
I
on her phone,
felt
perhaps.
Terrible for her because she was just
mess. I don't think she's on her phone. I think she's the one who is driving 10-2, yeah. Looking straight ahead and completely out to lunch.
She was thinking about something.
She's thinking about like.
Yeah. The best is when I asked her, I did do the, did you not, and by the way, I was not first in line at the red light. I was about two cars back. And when I was like, did you not see the line of cars? And her response to me was, if you've ever been like out that, you know, like where the old hot seat is in Tualatin, it's like when you get off the freeway there. There's that first intersection you come to is a little janky, right?
You can split off.
Yeah, you split off. And she goes, well. I saw the light turn green, so I assumed everyone was going. And I was like, well, the light you saw green, ma'am, is that one across the street. That has nothing to do with our lane. And she saw that and assumed that the rest of us were going and didn't bother to see that the three cars in front of her had not moved. So which means she glanced out of the corner of her eye, saw green across the street and thought to herself, I'll just go.
Green, good.
Her head...
Yeah.
She's got her head up her ass. A lot of people drive with their head up their ass.
Yeah.
Because their brains are wandering off somewhere else. I once
How
had
far
a,
up your ass is your head?
There was a dude in college. He was so dumb that he would get confused. You know how, obviously, let's say you're at a big four-way light.
Yeah.
When his turned green, he would see the other turn red. That would confuse him.
Boy.
Yeah.
Synapses aren't quite firing fast enough, huh?
We made a lot of fun of him for that.
I would imagine.
Yeah.
And then you get the other one, too, and I've done this before, where you're sitting at a light, and it's red. Mm-hmm. You're waiting, and the turn lane...
The lane next to you gets
yes,
to go ahead.
Gets to go, because they get the green arrow, and yeah. you're not paying attention, and so you just go...
You start to lurch forward with the car next to you. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I've Whoops. Done that.
Whoops!
It's like, oh.
And then you do the quick, do I have enough time to back up into this one? I'm not in the intersection. Yeah.
So my head was up my ass. Eh, look, we all do it.
Yeah.
But I just... Subaru lady... I mean, the old hippie, you got to love her.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure she's wonderful.
And she was right out of Central Casting. She was wearing two wonderful scarves.
Yeah, she's gluten-free. She's, you know, she's...
She had USAA insurance. She was great.
Her face looks...
might have spilled her green juice.
I promise you, everything you're envisioning about the lady that hit me is correct.
Her face looks a little kind of old and craggly because she only eats vegetables.
Yes.
She never has a cut of meat.
Al Michaels style.
Kind of looks a little unhealthy.
I should have
But taken... probably has like $8 million in the bank and doesn't spend a dime of it. Has a lot of plants.
Definitely a lot of plants. 100%.
Grows her own garden.
Poor Subaru. Her car got it worse than mine, but poor Subi.
All right. I think we've done enough damage for one day. We'll wrap it up next on The Fan. Yeah, we're talking about drivers and dumb drivers. Here's a text. During my deployment, pulled into the port in Hawaii, the dumbest dude allowed in the military is on my boat. He becomes our DD for a group of guys out on the town, starts driving back to base on the wrong side of the freeway. Cops pull us over, have one of the drunk guys drive the rest of the way because sober guy was too dangerously dumb.
That's amazing.
Here's another one that says, here's something drivers are doing more and more that really drives me nuts. They're pulling into your lane as you're braking for a red light because your lane is two cars shorter. I haven't really noticed that, but I have noticed, you know those dumb freeway...
Where the lane just ends? You talking about those?
Well, no, the lights. They have them here where you have to wait at the light to enter the freeway.
Yeah.
If there's two lanes there...
Yeah. And it,
people jockeying for position to get into the better lane, the shorter lane...
It's not good.
It gets nasty.
Even worse, the one from downtown Vancouver onto I-5 going across the bridge, it's a two-lane because it kind of curves around. But as it curves around, and I don't know why... Right at the very end, it goes into three lanes. And let me tell you, it is Thunderdome. Whosever idea it was to put a random third lane in there, worst idea ever. You want to talk about jockeying for position, it becomes like the Indianapolis 500 right there. And yes, I always pick the wrong one.
Who's sports big truck guy? Who's sports angry truck guy? Who's like...
Boy, that's a good question. The biggest, angriest sports truck
They're
guy?
Probably the football guy.
Yeah, who's the road rage coach?
Well, Brian Kelly.
Brian, I mean, there's so many of them.
Well, he's an angry guy. Do you think he goes out of his way and gets all erratic and stuff? Like when stuff doesn't go his way?
I mean, sure Dan Hurley's not a truck guy.
Oh,
I mean,
Dan Hurley's a road rage guy for sure.
He 100%, but he strikes me as, I bet you he drives a $200,000 Mercedes.
Sports car?
He's maybe. Got like an S-Class Mercedes, but my God, if you come near that thing... He's gonna lose it on you. I can't imagine him in traffic. I just can't.
Dan Hurley.
No one's gonna lose it more than that guy. I bet you Cristobal would be like. I can picture Cristobal in a loaded F-250 and just being pissed.
See, I feel like he's more Miami flashy, flashy sports car.
He's a big guy though.
I know.
I don't know if he'd fit very well. You know Mike Gundy's driving around Stillwater in a small penis truck.
Guaranteed.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Yeah, 100%. Asking someone to take his shirt off. By the way,
I could see Ryan Day being a truck guy.
Interesting. His weird, bad...
Well, I mean, if you're in the Midwest, I mean, it gets snowy this time of year. Either that or SUV, I'd imagine. Or I guess you have multiple cars, different types of season.
Well, now, honestly, most people drive some form of... Cars are a dying thing. Almost everyone now drives some form of SUV or truck. Like, I mean, it's just, I feel like as you drive around, I feel like 80% of the cars on the road are some form of crossover SUV.
A lot truck. Of small, what do they call them? Mid-size SUVs?
Mid-size SUVs.
A lot of those.
Yes.
Out there.
Yeah.
Hey, stay safe, kids, okay?
Trying to see what car. I love doing the. What does someone drive?
Do they have the Ryan Day? I know Lanning has the.
He's got a like a Tahoe or something.
Denali or something.
Yeah, something like that.
They give to him. We got to go though. Maybe tomorrow. Oregon Duck basketball is coming up next. We're playing USC. We are back tomorrow. 3-7 on the Fan. Good night.
Trying to sing the oldies, gold.
Ships of spirit.